It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, yo.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
So if you keep up with golf at all, or even if you don't, because this was everywhere, you probably saw Scottie Scheffler got handcuffed and arrested during the PGA Championship a few weeks ago. Scottie was essentially trying to get around a car accident to get back to the golf course on time. He was asked to stop and pull over by a police officer, but he kept driving and sort of dragged the police officer along with his car, but he was just trying to make it back for his tee time. This all led to him being arrested for assaulting a police officer. Now, the video of him being questioned was leaked right after he was arrested, and he claimed that he thought the person telling him to pull over was a security guard, not a police officer.
Why does it matter if he's a security guard or a police officer?
Because
if somebody's telling you to stop.
Yes, you're right. I should have stopped. I did get a little bit impatient because I'm quite late for my tee time.
You took him with your car.
Yes.
And drug him, okay?
Yeah.
Which is not a good thing,
I'm
right?
I'm very aware that was
to make it, so listen to me, so make it even worse, when he asked you to get out of the car, you refused to get out of the car.
I still was not aware he was a police officer.
Okay, it does sound like he was remorseful there. Like, you can kind of hear that he's apologetic, saying, like, over
right.
and over again,
yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, it wasn't right. Now, apparently, his attorney said that this questioning was completely inappropriate and shouldn't even have been happening at all.
The officer is actually asking him leading questions and trying to get him to agree with them. Okay? And that's why you don't talk to the police.
Despite all the charges, all the drama, all the legal battles, Scottie's charges have officially been dropped.
Nice. So no problems now.
I mean, I don't know legally what the right thing to do is in the situation. I have always heard if you see an accident, you're supposed to pull over. I don't think Scottie had bad intentions. I think what probably happened was they saw an opportunity to make a statement,
like.
And that's the statement that was made. So I'm happy he's off the hook here. Hopefully this is just a learning lesson to everybody who could be in the situation in the future.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. I'm sure that it wasn't as blown out of proportion as it sounds. So,
yeah, I don't think it was intentional, even if it wasn't the right thing. And it looks like the comeback for gymnast Gabby Douglas is over. I am so bummed about this. Gabby is a 3-time Olympic gold medalist. I remember watching her in the 2016 Olympics. I mean, she's absolutely incredible. When I found out she was going to be going for it again in Paris, I was excited to watch her. She actually suffered an ankle injury that forced her to withdraw from the U.S. championships, which means she won't be able to qualify to compete in the Olympics. And
that
I am
stinks.
Just so bummed about this.
That's the thing about the Olympics. If they get hurt, you don't see them for another 4 years.
It's so sad.
Know?
I mean, they train for years and years for this, really their entire life. And then something as simple as that could cause you to lose it all. So I'm really bummed for her, really bummed for her team. She did already say that she plans to start training for the 2028 Olympics. And I'm not surprised because that's the kind of athlete she is.
It's a long time away, but it really isn't if you think about it.
It feels like a long time, but before you know it, it'll be here. And we'll be like, oh, Gabby Douglas going for it again.
Oh my goodness. 6:53, that sun's out all day and 83.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
Okay, so Morgan Wallen's mom, Leslie, is now chiming in on the city council in Nashville rejecting Morgan's request for the neon sign at his bar. This whole thing's ridiculous. I mean, every artist has the neon sign outside of their bar. It's not like he's asking for anything special. They're just doing it because he's been in some trouble lately, and they're not happy with the whole throwing the chair incident and some other stuff that's been going on. But right after the city council announced their decision to decline his sign, Morgan posted this picture of a sold-out stadium in Nashville filled up with all of his fans on his Instagram page. He didn't caption it anything or say anything, but a lot of people thought that was kind of him taking a jab at them, basically saying, like, I'm going to bring in this many people, this much revenue for you, and you're not going to let me have my sign up. Well, a news outlet for country music ended up sharing that photo and basically put a headline on it, like, you know, Morgan throwing some shade at the city council for rejecting the sign and then
stirring the pot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Morgan's mom ended up responding on that photo, commenting and saying, "Way to go, Morgan. The city of Nashville says thank you for all of your help bringing in millions of revenue."
Leslie giving it to him. Wow.
Morgan was like sideways about it, like did it in a way that was strategic. And then you could always count on the mom to step in and just like give it to him how it is.
No filter. That's fine.
And that's exactly what she did. If you want to read exactly what she said, her comment, and then see what people responded to her, you can do that at yourtorchacountry.com/morning. And Jelly Roll has an essential that he plans to bring on tour with him, but it's not what you might think he would bring.
I'm taking a sauna and a cold plunge on tour. It's like a small, like, two-seater.
Yeah.
It's, like, really small, but it's something I'm just too anchored into that not to take.
I mean, Jelly Roll is so committed. People are not giving him the credit that he deserves. Not only is he running 5Ks, but he's found a way to take a sauna and cold plunge on tour with him so that he can keep up those healthy habits that he's been really focused on.
A man serious about losing that weight, and I'm telling you, he's going to be ripped.
I can't imagine how hard it is to keep up those healthy habits on tour, so I'm glad that he's bringing along the tools to help him do it, and before we know it, he's going to be unrecognizable. We'll see. And there is a new ABC News Studio special out on Hulu, and it's all about Lainey Wilson. It's called Lainey Wilson, Bell Bottom Country, and in it, Lainey really opens up about some stuff that she's dealt with in her personal life, in her career, and one of the things she talks about is her struggle with body image, which is crazy because when Lainey Wilson first started getting popular, people always made the comment that she had a bigger bottom, and she seemed to laugh it off, like it really didn't seem to bother her, but this is a good reminder that things can get to you, right? And you have to be careful. She was asked about how it feels when people make comments about her bottom or about her weight, and this is what she said.
It definitely has been like, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, it has not like just made me feel weird, you know? But at the end of the day, you know, like me gaining a few pounds or me losing a few pounds, it ain't got nothing to do with my story or me singing or my songwriting. Like, if you got a problem with that, turn off the radio because you're going to be hearing me on the radio.
What a zinger.
That was like a mic drop there. But no, it's so true. Like, stop making comments about people's weight. Stop being rude on social media. Just because you have a phone does not mean that you should hide behind it and type mean things to people. There are real people on the other end of this.
Unfortunately, the people that we're talking to don't do that, and the people that do are probably not going to listen to us. That's the unfortunate thing. These people are doing it for clicks, and that's why they're doing it, try to sell whatever they're trying to sell.
It's just sad, and I wish people would be nice. It's not that hard.
All right. It's going to be an amazing day today. Hopefully, you get out and enjoy it. 83 degrees, and we're going to have 83, 84 for the rest of the weekend, too. It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning at 7:30 in about 30 minutes. Big time stuff. You need the money to travel. You need the money to pay bills or just want to buy things. We got you covered.
That $1,000 keyword right at 8 o'clock with pay your bills.
When I get to go over to somebody's house more frequently now because the kids are going and having sleepovers, then I get to, you know, step into somebody's house, pick them up and stay for a few minutes just to talk a little bit. And the first thing my eyes go to is one of two places. The first place is the floors.
Really?
Yeah, that really will tell me what type of person they are.
Like, what are you looking for? Dog hair?
Dirt, dog hair, stains, like just...
Stains, ew.
Anything. I just mean, you know, like, are they clean? That floor is a big telltale sign. When I walk into somebody's house, my eyes directly go there.
It's funny you say that because I'm always really picky about the floor in my house because I have dogs. And if you have pets, you know, it's hard to keep the dog hair off of the floor, even if you're a clean person. But it's true. When you walk into somebody's house, that's one of the first places your eyes go. The first thing that I notice, and it's not really something you can see, but immediately I walk through the front door of somebody's home and it hits me like a brick wall, is the smell.
Mm.
Everybody's house has a smell. I know that mine has a smell that I don't even know because I live in my house and I just wouldn't notice it. But if you go over to your parents' house or your friend's house, I mean, you walk in and that smell just hits you immediately. And you can tell instantly if it's like a clean smell or a dirty smell.
Yes, you're exactly right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It may not be a smell that you like either way, even if it's a clean smell, but you can instantly tell, okay, this house is grimy and nasty, or this house is well kept and they have a nice odor about themselves.
One of Aspen's friends' houses does smell that I just want to leave.
Yeah.
And it's not a dirty house. It just has that smell. And I'm like, ugh. The other thing, what my eyes directly go to when I walk into somebody's house, I can tell if they're a boring person or they have some sort of personality, is what's on their walls.
If it's like well decorated.
If it's well decorated or it's got some character to it. If it has nothing on it, I'm like, oh, here we go.
You're like, what's wrong?
Boring
with this
conversations,
person?
Right? I mean, that's what my eyes go to.
This is really judgmental of me, and I feel bad for admitting this because I'm definitely that person that has had dishes in my sink. But when I walk into somebody's home, I'm looking in the sink. And I'm noticing if there's dishes. If you've got like 10 pans piled up in your sink, I'm thinking to myself, like, could you not just wash those before people come over?
Do you leave things in your sink?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm a hypocrite. I am 100% a hypocrite, but it is one of the first things that I notice when I walk in someone's home.
Hey, what do you notice when you walk into somebody's house, no matter who it is? You could have been there like a million times and you just noticed something new. 800-849-1061. It's at 800-849-1061. Also on our Facebook page, you can put those up at Your Georgia Country. Just search and like. And we got an app, and in the app is the open mic where you can leave your messages there. Just download the Your Georgia Country app. All right, back to Adam and Haley in the morning. What's the first thing you notice when you walk into somebody's house? Your eyes, your nose, maybe your mouth goes directly to.
Haley says, if you have to use the bathroom, the toilet, if you have a clean toilet, then you more than likely have a clean house. And that was actually on my list, too. It's one of the first things I notice. If I walk into the restroom and it's dirty, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about
this. So this is a different
anymore.
Haley that said that?
That's a Haley Facebook. Yep, Haley Parson that said that.
Oh, nice. Good morning.
Okay, first of all, Haley, you are a hypocrite, but I know you're not a cook. So if you come in my house, I got a big kitchen, and if there's muffin pans or whatever, I cook, right?
Got it. 800-849-1061. Hey, it's 106.1 WNGC, Your Georgia Country, on Adam and Haley in the morning, getting ready to get you to Zach Bryan's sold-out show in about 3 minutes. This has been a big, big discussion, and I think we're in agreement on a lot of these things. It just is different things. When you walk into somebody's house, I mean, your eyes, your nose goes directly to something, which is kind of a deal-breaker on a lot of things.
And you feel so bad admitting it, because you don't want to be that judgmental person, right? But, like, we're all judging in our own little ways.
All of us.
When you first walk into someone's home.
All right, who is this?
My name is Beth, and I'm from Commerce, Georgia.
What you notice when you go into somebody's house?
Their bathroom.
That's the first thing. I'm, like, scared to use the restroom, because I'm sitting there thinking the entire time I'm in their house, is it going to be gross?
If I go to somebody's bathroom and it's dirty, then pretty much your house is probably dirty. Even if your house is cluttered, if your bathroom's clean, then you're clean. If you go to a restaurant, it's the same thing. If you go to the bathroom and it's nasty, then you know not to eat there.
Another one for me is if there's flies flying around.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yes.
At a restaurant or a house. A lot of times if you go in the restroom at a restaurant and there's like flies buzzing.
That tells you that they hadn't cleaned it in a while.
Yeah.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark's Bain Real Estate.
You two are my dynamic duo.
And go team!
It's time to pick a side.
I love going to thrift stores as much as anybody else. I do that. There's just one thing that I cannot get on board with buying at a thrift store. It's buying shoes. Specifically what you bought, Haley. Put the picture up at Your Georgia Country on the Facebook page. It's a picture of the sandals that you bought. And what's disturbing is you're standing in somebody else's sandals. Not only are you doing that, but you paid $6.99 to do that.
$6.99 is a good deal. Why do you act like you're too good to wear somebody else's shoes?
I'm not too good. I'm just saying there are certain things that would you buy anything that touches your skin, like underwear? No, you would not do that. They don't sell that there. I would not buy those either.
Underwear is a little bit of a different story. This is a pair of flip-flops.
No.
They're in great shape. It's a great deal for the brand of flip-flops that these are. I've been looking for a pair of shoes like this. I bought them at the thrift store. I wiped them down. I saved literally $40 that I would have spent buying them new. And they're good as new. The tread on the bottom is literally perfect. Like, it looks like they've never been worn before on the bottom of them.
I would not stand in somebody else's sandals. I'm not doing it.
I think you're way overthinking this. If you wipe it down with a wipe, nothing's going to get on your feet. What do you think? Like, there's fungus just living on the shoe?
Yeah, it doesn't. Wiping that down on those sandals, these leather sandals, no, that's going to stay there for a while, and you don't know what they had and everything like that. So, no, I'm not doing that.
What they had? You were being
so
ridiculous about this.
Like, everything else was fine. Sandals, no.
It's a pair of shoes. You need to humble yourself. You need to take a deep breath.
Humble.
Take yourself back to reality here. You're not too good for a pair of used flip-flops. Pay the $5, save yourself the money. I don't have the money to go buy a new pair of these shoes.
Not used shoes. I'm not doing that.
You just don't understand the thrifting world.
I do.
These flip-flops are like finding gold. in a thrift store.
I stay away from feet. So there you go. 800-849-1061. I am not wearing that. Team Adam says, no, you don't buy used flip-flops. No. Team Haley says, of course you do. You pay $6.99. You get something like that.
You save money. You have a cute pair of shoes. And you wipe them down. And that's the end of it. You don't have to worry about funguses. You're just being ridiculous.
Go ahead and be on my team or Haley's team. 800-849-1061. You can also do it on Facebook, the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. You can post your vote right there, as well as our app, Your Georgia Country. We have the open mic. You record it right in there. We'll play it on the radio for Team Adam and Team Haley. Back to Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. Haley decided to go to the thrift store, which is totally awesome. I'm all about going to thrift stores, but buying a used pair of flip-flops is not going to happen on Team Adam. And see, Team Adam says, no, don't do that.
You are so judgmental. If you look at this pair of flip-flops, and I have the picture posted up at Your Georgia Country on Facebook, these flip-flops look brand new, and they are a really good brand. I got a really good deal on them. Jonathan on Facebook says, Team Haley, Adam is sounding more and more bougie.
What is that? No, I'm not.
Bridget says, Team Haley, girl, I got $10 on them if you want to start selling them. Should I start auctioning off my flip-flops?
That's weird. That's really weird. Now we're getting into weird territory.
Now we're
territory.
All going to put our feet in my flip-flops.
You need to start reading some Team Adam votes on that. Good morning. Who is this? Where are you from?
This is Chad from Hartwell.
Hi,
and,
Chad.
I'm Team Haley because, you know, a deal's a deal, and if they're gently used, there's not a problem with it.
You actually sound a little stuck up this morning, Adam.
No, I don't. There are plenty of people that are agreeing with me. Shoes is the only thing. I don't mind thrift stores at all. I'll go to them, but the shoes thing, no.
You are not too good
for a pair of used shoes.
Bare feet
and someone where they also stood? No.
As long as they're gently used and they're not all tore up and stained up and disgusting, I don't have a problem using them.
I mean, if they stink, I'm not going to buy them. But as long as they don't smell like someone else's feet, then why not?
What do you think they smell
exactly.
like? That. What? Thank you, Chad.
Yep, no problem.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country. It's Team Adam and Team Haley this morning about Haley's flip-flops, which there's a picture of the pair at Your Georgia Country on Facebook. I will not buy used flip-flops from anywhere. And Team Haley says, I of course will buy them. I actually have them.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think that if you think you're too good for a pair of used shoes,
it's not it.
You need to
it's
humble
not,
yourself.
That is not.
Allie on Facebook says, I'm going Team Adam. And then she put a throw up emoji. I mean, you've got
exactly.
to be, come on. Martha on Facebook says, Team Adam, after being at a foot appointment and hearing the doctor tell the patient in the next room she had a wart on her foot, that ruins buying used shoes for me. Here's my argument. Like, you're going to walk barefoot in places that are nasty. Even your own home has germs and stuff around that you don't even know exists. So I think you can't worry about that kind of stuff. Wipe it down and move on.
They are your germs, by the way.
Philip on Facebook says, used shoes are like used underwear. I'm not going there. In this case, the flip-flops don't look to have ever been worn. They look as new as a pair that I would have tried on at a store, so I would wear them. And that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to buy a pair of shoes that look nasty. I'm going to be picky at the thrift store, but sometimes there are shoes there that have literally never been worn.
Mm-mm. Who is this? Where you live at?
What's up? My name is Beth, and I live in Dawsonville.
Hi, Beth. Which one are you saying? Team Adam or Team Haley?
I say Team Haley, and one of the things I can say, Adam, is that a lot of mothers, well, back when my kids were growing up, would buy them an excessive amount of clothes and shoes. So if you look at the bottoms of a lot of shoes, they have never been worn. They'll sit, and they maybe have been worn once or twice, but they're brand new, or maybe they never even got out of the shoe box. So,
and that's exactly what I noticed with these shoes. Like, when I pulled them out of the little thing they were sitting in the store and checked the tread is perfect. Like, there's not one mark faded on the tread.
Exactly. So, I will definitely browse through the shoes because, you know, you never know. But no, I would not wear shoes that were, like, really worn out. But honestly, half of them are just mothers that just bought too much crap for their kids.
It's 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country. I got more calls here on Team Adam and Team Haley for this disgusting thing that Haley, now you do it more than just buy one pair. You go to these stores and get used flip-flops and used shoes.
And this pair of flip-flops, it was a great deal. I have the picture up at Your Georgia Country on Facebook. I'm wondering if the person that gave these shoes to the thrift store is like listening to this, thinking to themselves, this guy is totally telling everybody I have fungus on my feet and my feet are really clean.
Whatever. They made money off of it, I guess. I don't know.
Becky on Facebook says, Team Haley, used shoes are already broken in and you have to save money wherever you can in this economy. You go, girl. I completely agree with you. Christy says Team Haley, and then she says, wondering what Adam does if he goes bowling. Those shoes are gross, too. Yeah, what do you do if you go bowling? Those
are
your shoes.
You're wearing socks, and they spray them out. That's totally different. Why don't you read Carrie, who said, I'm with Team Adam on this one. Use shoes or socks, bathing suits, underwear, big nope. Big nope.
Underwear is a little bit different than a pair of shoes for a lot of reasons.
That's underwear for your feet.
Let's be real here.
But I'm just saying that's underwear. I don't want to be gross. I'm just saying that's underwear for your feet. So, yeah.
It's not underwear for your feet. Your feet and your underwear are totally different.
All right. Team Adam and Team Haley, which one are you on here?
Team Adam.
What is so gross about it?
First of all, you have all those indentions on the foot. There's little microbes of fungi.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true.
And you know what? You probably got flip-flops from a dead person.
Okay, first off, it's probably just somebody that got a new pair of flip-flops or didn't like the way that they fit.
I like that vote. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. We're going to wrap up Team Adam and Team Haley this morning on Haley's buying used flip-flops from a thrift shop. I'm looking at these comments. Can I read this? Because you fail to read this one.
Well, it's hard to find the Team Adam votes. That's why. That's why I didn't read it.
Team Adam, Martha writes, after being a podiatry foot appointment and hearing the doctor tell the patient in the next room that she had a wart on her foot, that ruined buying you shoes for me.
I literally read that vote earlier this morning.
Oh, you did?
I did read that vote.
I wanted to read it again.
You just start harping on the one vote that you got out of the millions of votes.
No, I got more than that.
Kristen on Facebook says, Team Adam, I'm not wearing other people's shoes. Kim says, I am definitely Team Haley. The only thing I won't buy at thrift stores is used underwear and used swimsuit bottoms. And I will say, I'm not going to do swimsuit bottoms. I'm not going to do underwear.
Yeah.
But shoes you can easily wipe down, especially these flip-flops that I bought that you can see up at Your Georgia Country on Facebook. There's nothing wrong with it.
All right, J.M. Monroe, what's up?
Team Haley, of course. Anything to save some money. Adam, you done lost your mind. You're going to pay $45 for some sandals.
I mean, seriously, are you going to pay full price?
Who is paying $45 for sandals? Where are you buying sandals for $45?
Everything is expensive nowadays, and if I can save everything. A few dollars and get a better quality item, then I'm going to do that at the thrift store.
Well, then you guys go get a rash on your foot.
I've been wearing these flip-flops all week, and I don't have a rash.
The rash is about to develop.
Adam, you lost your mind.
Well, so be it.
She's right. You've lost your mind.
Who won today?
I'm pulling out the win because I'm with the humble people of North Georgia.
It's not
Meanwhile,
humble. There's
you're
nothing
putting
humble
yourself
about it.
Up on the stage above everybody else because you're too good for the used flip-flops.
You are spreading lies is what you're doing.
That's
lies.
How you sound. You sound stuck up.
No, I don't.
The stuck-up team is never going
to
win.
That is. You lying more. Listen to this. And you're voting for this. All right. Team Haley wins again.